To be able to speak today to such a large audience by the help of the internet, and I've just encouraged the parents to take care of their children, which they hopefully will do, so that we can have an undisturbed transmission. It is a great pleasure for me and a great honor for me to speak today on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I have prepared a little something which is, let me say, in the field of an Adivas lecture, means a lecture which prepares us for tomorrow's festival or tomorrow's Gopunim Day. Om Ajanati Mirandasya Jadanjala Salakaya Shakshun Militam Yenai Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Siguru Sijuta Padakamalam Sigurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitana Namne Gaurat Vishe Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I would like to start in the beginning to talk about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from a certain perspective. This perspective which I feel is necessary in order to enter into a connection with him. It's the perspective of sambandha or bond or connection. Tomorrow we will celebrate His Divine Appearance Day all over the world by now. Not only in India, but in America and China and everywhere. People have come to know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But all of you who watch this transmission and who are here in the Dharma Castle or the Vedan Academy, the castle of the Vedan Academy, all of you have to ask yourself, what is really your connection with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? How much do you think of him during your lives? How aware are you of his role in your own existence? And even more important, what do you do for him? Is there something which you do in service for him? I'm talking obviously about the question, what is your connection with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And today I hope to help you establish a deeper connection than you already have. There's a very interesting episode in a book called Navadvip Parikrama, written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the 18th century. This book describes how Lord Nityananda takes Jiva Goswami on a tour through the different holy places in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his divine pastimes. And during this tour, Nityananda Prabhu again and again describes the glories of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and also the glories of residing in Navadvip. He says things like, if someone only sleeps in Navadvip and does nothing else than just sleep there, it is seen that by Lord Chaitanya that he pays 1,000,000 obeisances and gets a tremendous result. Jiva Goswami describes how everything you eat in Navadvip is the highest potent form of Mahaprasad, and goes on and on in many, many ways to glorify the residence in Navadvip and its effect on even a visitor who stays for a short time. So as Jiva Goswami listens to the glories of Navadvip and the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he develops a grave doubt. He says, well, I'm here in Navadvip, but I see so many materialists who have not become transformed in Navadvip. How can you explain this? You just said that anyone who has even a slight contact with the Dham is transformed, yet I actually see it doesn't work. I think the same question I could translate in a more, let me say, hefty way or more relevant way to all of you. We could say like this. It is said in the scriptures that only one chanting of the holy name frees one from more sins than one can actually do. But yet we see that so many Hare Krishna chanters are sinning. Or it is said that only eating a little Mahaprasadam purifies the heart. Yet we see so many devotees struggling with the obstacles, the basic obstacles in their spiritual life. So, what is wrong here? This is what Jiva Goswami asked Lord Nityananda in a different way. It is said, he says, that a contact with Navadvip gives such high result, yet we see so many people slaughtering goats, smoking bidis, and behaving in very materialistic ways. Do you follow? So I want to read to you a little bit of Jiva Goswami's Lord Nityananda's answer to this question. And I think if you listen very carefully, then you will get an answer to a question which you may have also. The question that I'm trying to practice Krishna consciousness, but I have not yet felt ecstatic love of Godhead. What's wrong here? Nityananda Prabhu answers. He says, Maya has eternally covered the dam with a film of dull matter. People who have no relationship with Sri Krishna Chaitanya simply live on top of that covering, blind to the real truth. Though one may be thinking, I'm a Navadvip, Prodamaya happily keeps that person far away from the Dham. So, we could translate this into saying that people may say, I'm practicing Krishna consciousness, but if they have not really developed a relationship with Krishna, then they are kept far away from Krishna consciousness. Bhaktivinoda Thakur discusses this in his book Harinam Chintamani. He says, someone may chant the Hare Krishna mantra for many millions of years, but if he has not developed sambandha with the person whose name he chants not actually Hare Krishna, but a shadow, means a semblance, something which looks like Hare Krishna, but it's not the mantra he chants. So what to do then? He says, Nityananda says, if by some great fortune one receives the association of a devotee, that relationship or sambandha with Sri Chaitanya will be established. In other words, the devotees who have a connection with Lord Chaitanya will, by their very example and their teachings to you, help you to develop your own relationship with Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This topic, he continues, of sambandha is a very deep thing. O son of Vallabha, that's Jiva is the son of Vallabha, one brother of Sanatana and Rupa Goswamis. O son of Vallabha, a treasure that the conditioned souls cannot easily understand. This sambandha or connection is something which is very difficult to understand. Even if one calls out the name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya with seeming affection, if that relationship is not established in his heart, he simply remains in the material realm. Or, as he has explained earlier, he remains on the covering, on top of the covering of the holy Dham. Another sense, someone who practices his spiritual life without a developed practice of sambandha I want to repeat this again because some of us are not very attentive at this moment. Someone who practices spiritual life without a developed practice of sambandha, he is a Dharma Dvaji. That means he externally follows everything while internally the connection has not been established. So the way out according to Nityananda, or the way to establish your connection with Krishna or with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is you need to get a contact with devotees, and in this contact you need to develop four qualities. Here they are. One should think himself lower than a blade of grass. Very, very small. You should become more tolerant than a tree. Be forgiving. Huh? He should not desire respect for himself, but should expertly offer respect to others. So then he says, when you possess these four qualities, genuine humility, forgiving quality, no? And tolerance, then and the ability to really respect others. I'm sorry, when I'm in lecturing, I want an attentive audience, so it seems I don't respect my audience, but I respect you very much. I think it's so great that you need to listen to this. So when you do this, your relationship with Sri Chaitanya will manifest within your heart. Now I will go away a little bit from the text, and I will now say, what happens in a relationship with Krishna or with Gauranga. You will develop something which is called a rasa, a deep taste, a deep ecstatic absorption in this active relationship. And it is this absorption which is the essence of Krishna consciousness. If you have no absorption and no taste, you will look for taste in the material world. You can't do anything else, because by nature you are a taste looker. You want rasa, either the material rasa or the spiritual rasa. Now rasa also means, as we all know, these five relationships, four relationships one can have to Krishna. What rasa can you have to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What, in other words, is this taste of a Gauranga Bhakta? I like this very, very much. He says, when you begin to worship Gauranga with humility, then you will first worship him in Dasya Ras, or the relationship of a servant to his master or her master. This Dasya Ras, or servitude, is the highest mood in the worship of Gauranga. It is in this mood that the devotees call Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu means the great master. This address, Mahaprabhu, means he's the great master and you are the small servant. Dasya Ras. This is what it means. This is how you enter. Now, listen to this. If you worship like this Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is the combined form of Radha and Krishna, then something will happen in your heart. If you worship Gauranga very, very nicely, in a servant of in the mood of in which a servant worships his master, then all of a sudden something will change in your heart. you will get the gift of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, which is that you will actually be able to enter into the most rare and difficult to attain relationship with Radha and Krishna, and that means Madhurya Rasa. Now, for those of you who are new, you're welcome to these high concepts. I won't be able to explain all of them this evening, but those who are, I want to address today, the older devotees, or who have, there will be something for everyone. I want to say that all of a sudden, if you worship Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you will start to think of Radharani and her exalted loving service of Lord Krishna. And you will enter the sweetest of all rasas, the king of all rasas, the Adi Rasa. That means an ecstatic absorption in the service of Radha and Krishna. But again, it's important to hear, welcome. It's important to hear and understand that the entrance into this is to develop a sambandha or a relationship with Gauranga Mahaprabhu. I'm very, very excited about this subject personally. And I do come from an interesting journey. The last few days, we were discussing amongst ourselves in Gaura Bhavan about the future, the ecstatic future of our little efforts to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And we said that, or I was saying that my whole goal in spreading Krishna consciousness has become a different one. I'm no longer interested in informing my audience about something. I'm interested that something happens in their life and that they transform themselves by devotional experiences which they make. I was reflecting that in my own little journey in Krishna consciousness, which is not very, very impressive, but it is at least quite long, in that journey, I have discovered one secret. When this turns black, have we lost our audience? No, then it's good. Then it's good, yes. When about 20 years ago, I started to go to Vrindavan each year for 1 month and chant extra rounds, I would say. And because I was still a young man, I had a lot of physical energy, and I really chanted a lot of extra rounds. But I noticed again and again that even if I do everything I can to increase my sadhana, the quantity of my sadhana, it doesn't necessarily mean that I experience the results of chanting, which is the ecstatic love of Godhead, which is the fruit of chanting. So I turned to our Bhaktivinoda Thakur's guidebook on chanting, Harinam Chintamani, to find out what brings quality into our chanting of the holy name. And I found a beautiful passage where Bhaktivinoda Thakur addresses this point in more detail. He says, if you want to experience the fruit of chanting, that is, ecstatic love of Godhead, which manifests outwardly in laughing and crying and dancing and becoming just totally ecstatic, then you must learn to chant Visambandha, a relationship with Krishna. Or he says at other places, you must know and meditate about the person whose name you chant. So while you chant, you must think about Krishna and his pastimes. Otherwise, he says, you will only get a chanting of a shadow of the holy name. Now I want to ask you, my dear audience, if tomorrow, where we will fast and then eat a feast, if we serve you only the shadow of the feast, that is, we have, for economical reasons, just one pizza for 1,000 people, and one sweet ball for 1,000 people, because we have a shadow. We have a light on the pizza, and we shine a light on the rasagula, or sweet ball. If you eat only the shadow of a preparation, will you be nourished? Will you be satisfied? Of course not. So if you only have a shadow of Krishna consciousness, how long will you be able to go on? If you only experience a shadow of the Hare Krishna mantra, if you only experience a shadow realization, how long do you think you can go on without being a total cheater and a pretender? Not very long. So, if you wish to make the real experience in Krishna consciousness while chanting, while visiting Mayapur Dham, as some of you, I guess, do. If here I'm on Mayapur TV, it means there are people maybe on computers sitting, and I don't know how. If you are in the Holy Dham, but if you have not worked on a practice of sambandha, a conscious endeavor of establishing the relationship to either Krishna, whose name you chant, or Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you will only reside on the covering of the Dhamma. You will not actually be in Mayapur. You will not be chanting Hare Krishna. You will not be in Krishna consciousness. You will have all kinds of things in your consciousness. So this practice of sambandha is a long, long subject, and I have given many lectures on this in the past. If you want to hear more about it, I refer you to those. Here I want to help you in building a sambandha by a very simple process, by just accepting four gifts, the four gifts of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. There is a text which is very, very, very ecstatic. It is the Chaitanya Chandramrita by Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. And in this text, he speaks about the four gifts which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give. And I want to read you the text, because this text has given rise to many songs in the Gaudiya Vaishnav history. One of these songs I wish to sing with you very soon. Here is the text for you. It's text 130. Premanamudbhutata shravanapata gatakasya namnam mahina kovetakasya brindavana vipina Mahamaduri Shopravesh Kovajanati Radham Paramarasa Chamatkar Maduya Simam Ekas Chaitanya Chandam Paramakaruna Yasaravam Avishkara. Who would ever have heard the wonderful words, pure love of Krishna? Who would ever have known the glories of the holy names? Who would ever have entered the great sweetness of the forest of Vrindavan? And who could have understood Sri Radha, who's filled with the most wonderful sweetness of the nectar of pure love for Krishna? It is only because Lord Chaitanya Chandra has mercifully revealed all this. Let us try to understand this text. The name which Prabodhananda Saraswati uses here for Chaitanya is Chaitanya Chandra, a moon. The moon of Chaitanya has risen in the dark night of Kali Yuga and has given light to those lost souls who are living in Kali Yuga. And by this light, four things which were previously unseen have become revealed. I don't know if you are a moonwalker. Somehow my horoscope is very much connected to the moon, and I must admit I like to walk in the moonshine. And there I can, because when the moon is up, you can see everything in a different perspective. I do this in holy places, not in the Western world. Midnight moon parikramas of Govardhan and Vashanas are just very, very wonderful. You meet many great souls who on the way. So it's so nice because you can see things by the light of the moon. So Gauranga is a Chandra, Chaitanya Chandra, and by the light of his mercy, you begin to see, first of all, pure love. This idea of pure divine love was not on anyone's agenda in Kali Yuga. People just didn't know about what that is. Pure love and a loving exchange with Krishna. The second thing is the glories of the holy name. People didn't know that Krishna and his name are absolutely identical. This was a concept which was in the scriptures, but it was a hidden secret, and no one would practice Naam Kirtan, chanting with an ecstatic heart, and so on. No one knew about Sri Radhika. And the last thing is, the forest of Vrindavan was not popular. No one visited there. It was a wild jungle with tigers. Only Mahaprabhu's servants, starting with Lokanath Goswami and Bhugava Goswami, and later Rupa and Sanatan and the famous six Goswamis, they went there. They usually found deities, and these deities told them where the divine pastimes of Radha and Krishna still take place at this moment. So these four things are revealed by the moonshine of Gauranga. Pure love, the holy name, the forest of Vrindavan as the pastimes place of Krishna's ongoing pastimes, and finally the glories of Srimati Radharani. So So in this book, now I want to come to a very essential point, and this will be my last point. It's a long point, but it's in the text before this text, where the four gifts of Mahaprabhu are revealed. Prabodhananda Saraswati gives us a meditation. He says, a form of molten gold delights my heart. On the shore of the salt water ocean, that golden form plunges the entire world into the very sweet pastimes of Lord Krishna, who is the nectar ocean of love for the young gopis. What Prabodhananda Saraswati sees is something which Rupa Goswami talks about in one of the seed-giving verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says, may the golden form of Gauranga appear in your heart. And Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur has this blessing, apparently, that he sees in his heart, an ocean, and on the banks of this ocean, a golden form dancing in ecstasy. And he sees that. And his heart is full with the light of that golden form, a golden avatar. And then he says, then the picture switches. Even in his childhood pastimes, that golden form enchants the entire world. In other words, he sees Lord Chaitanya standing at the road which leads into Navadvip town. This time Lord Chaitanya is a small child, and he stands there with his hands open like this, and everyone who comes by, this mysterious golden child, becomes moved. What do you want? And Gauranga Mahaprabhu points at the sandesh, some other people. He points at the bananas, puffed rice. Give me, the eternal beggar, God the beggar of our love. He sees that. Little boy, give me. You know, usually the Lord is depicted showing the hand like this, Ashivat. I give you the blessing of becoming free from fear. And Radharani's hand, it goes like this. She offers tambulas, or sometimes devotees say this gesture means Radharani offers the jiva, all of us, to Krishna. But Gauranga in many deity forms stands like this. Give me your love. Give me your chanting of the holy name. Give me your service. He begs for our servitude, because he knows if we can make a connection with him through the dasya ras, through servitude, our good fortune will start. The beggar of love. So he sees this. But his first meditation is Gauranga Mahaprabhu, shaved head, a small little cloth covering his thighs up to the knees, dancing wildly before the crashing waves of Puri. It's such a nice image which has been nicely portrayed in the movement Neelachala Mahaprabhu. Some of you might have seen. It's really moving to see that movie. On the Veda Academy, we have movie lovers, and this movie you must look at. You know, the movie lovers. It's a classical movie, and it's really moving. You see Gauranga Mahaprabhu
running on the dancing, lost in love, crying, Kahan Krishna, where is Krishna? Falling down at the banks of that saltwater ocean, and then jumping up again, and he, Prabhudananda Saraswati, sees this. And seeing this, he becomes reminded of another gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which has been expressed very, very nicely by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, as some of you will know, was the pandit of the famous Gajapati Prataparudra. I forgot his dynasty at this moment, but he's from a very famous dynasty of very God-conscious rulers. So he was the court pandit of this exalted king, who became a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one day, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya took the leaf of a palm tree and wrote two ecstatic verses on that leaf of the palm tree, which so then the leaf was brought by Mukunda Datta, and he put that leaf in the roof of the kutir of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But before he actually put the leaf down, not down, on in the roof, you know, in between the straw, he unfolded it and he looked at the leaf and he saw these verses and he was going, wow! And he wrote the verses secretly on the wall of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's little house. So when Mahaprabhu came out, he saw there was something in the roof, and apparently that was maybe a means of communication. Like, we put a letter under the door, so they put the letter in the you know, under the straw of the roof. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu sees these two verses, reads them, and immediately shred, just tears the palm leaf into shreds. But everyone who walks by his house sees these two verses which have been written by this Mukunda Datta, because he thought they are so nice. They are nice because they describe the mission of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And what you will hear now will make your heart chatter. I can guarantee you. Fasten your seat belts, please. It's intense what you will hear now. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga shiksha tameka purusha purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripam Buddhya Yastamaham Prapadye. Let me take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, who has descended in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us real knowledge, his devotional service, and detachment from whatever does not foster, foster means what is not good, for Krishna consciousness. He has descended because he is an ocean of transcendental mercy. Let me surrender unto his lotus feet. So the first gift here is, Mahaprabhu came to teach real knowledge. This is of sambandha, of a relationship. That's how knowledge starts. Bhakti, how to act in devotional service. That's usually called abhideya. And this too, Sambandha and Abhideya, or, you know, knowing about your relationship and practicing within that relationship, will bring you to a spiritual goal. But that he has not, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, he has taught a third thing. It's not prayojana, it's detachment from whatever does not help you in Krishna consciousness, which does not foster Krishna consciousness. And it is for this reason that Mahaprabhu took sannyas. He wanted with his sannyas lila to teach the non-devotees and the devotees. For the non-devotees, Gauranga Mahaprabhu left his wife and his aging mother, who was 68 years old, in the month of February, when it was cold. Gauranga Mahaprabhu left them. He jumped into the Ganga and swam through the cold Ganga in the cold morning to the it's a very, very dramatic lila, and he gave everyone up. And the place where he jumped into the Ganga is called Near Doya, No Mercy. It was a cut which would hurt the devotees in Navadvip. When the Navadvip Vasis found out, they all wanted to go to the Ganga and commit suicide, drown themselves in the Ganga. But they heard a voice from the sky, "Don't do it! You will meet Gauranga Mahaprabhu at the house of Advaitacharya." So anyways, detachment. Mahaprabhu took Vairagya, or the step into sannyas life, because he had two audiences in mind whom he wanted to teach. He had the audience of the non-devotees in mind, who were only respecting words which came from a sannyasi, not a grihastha at that time. Sannyasis were the teachers of the society. There were some exceptions, like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was just so vastly learned that sannyasis learned from him. But the culture at that time was different than nowadays. So Mahaprabhu was not respected until he took sannyas by the non-devotees, the jnanis. But Mahaprabhu also wanted to teach his devotees a lesson. And that is that you can only develop Krishna consciousness if you practice detachment from that which is not good for Krishna consciousness. That is his message to the devotees. And it's very interesting, I think, to discuss this in modern concept. What does this mean for me? Is there maybe something I should give up in my life? Could there be something? And is there something that if I give it up, it will help me in my Krishna consciousness? This is a question which comes up. You know, in Ananda Chaitanya's house, I read a sentence. It says, "One day you will find out that the material world has betrayed you." Eines Tages wirst du rausfinden, dass die materielle Welt dich einfach verraten hat. And then you want to abandon it. You want to give it up. I thought it was a nice sentence, but I think it won't work. We have understood often, we have often been disappointed by the material world. Have we given it up? The world sticks with us. Because we don't have love for Krishna as of yet. And so you need not just knowledge that the material world is not keeping up its promises. You need some alternative which fills you with a superior type of happiness. So Mahaprabhu has come to give this Nitya Bhakti Yoga. He wants to give Bhakti Yoga first, and then
He also teaches his devotees, give up the things, please, which destroy your Krishna consciousness or which are impediments. So I want to talk about this a little bit, and I really request you now, my dear devotees, I know it is a little late for some of us, especially in different countries in Germany, but please start to listen now with a certain question. What could Mahaprabhu teach me with this sannyas lila? What should I maybe give up to fly high in the sky of Krishna consciousness? First of all, I would like to tell, to show to you that detachment is important. I'm working on a wonderful, I mean, I shouldn't say my seminars are wonderful, but at least I'm enthusiastic for the next one. It's called Sacred Space, or Enter Your Sacred Space. And I have done a little bit research in all the spiritual traditions. And you will find usually in the life of a person who becomes a spiritualist, four stages. First of all, he is a person, a worldly person. That's he lives a worldly life, and he consumes the things of this world to just function. Then the second step is he hears spiritual teachings, and he begins to, or she begins to make arrangements in the life. For instance, become a vegetarian. And do changes in his lifestyle, in his contacts, association and so on. And then comes a stage where he won't be satisfied, or she won't be satisfied with an external application of spiritual life. He wants, or she wants, to retire from the world and go and make a real spiritual experience. Maybe go on pilgrimage, maybe live in a monastery, maybe go on a retreat and so on. And finally, after this person has gone into the sacred space, you could say, or the new experience, he comes out into the world with deep spiritual realizations. These are usually the four steps in all traditions. I'm not speaking now about the Hare Krishna people. A very good example is that the first step is you are like a, on the first step, this is now Teresa of Avila. She compares you with a worm who eats the leaves of the mulberry tree. Maulbeeren, sagt man in Deutsch. It's a Persian tree with small fruits which can be dried and then become dry fruits. So the first step is you're like an ordinary worm who eats just the things of the world. Worm doesn't mean a criticism. It just means it's a biological analogy. Huh? You eat things of the leaves, Then the worm thinks, oh, I have other possibilities, and starts to spin a cocoon. He out of his the end of his body comes a cocoon. Then here comes the mystical words. He enters the cocoon and dies. No old life any longer. No care for earthly things. Pray, people. Do penance. Do good works. Die as the silkworm does. For if the soul does not die to the world voluntarily, that very world will kill the soul. Teresa of Avila. Haribo, my God, this is a martyrdom, my dear devotees. She is Teresa, die voluntarily means she wants to tell us, give up your self-serving ego and don't act any longer on the basis of your ego. And then
It goes on. The soul which has become dead to the world will come forward like a lovely little white butterfly. And Teresa of Avila is very strong with this. Fly, sisters. Little sisters, fly. You know, she talks to her. She's a leader of in a monastery. Now, you can see from this Christian perspective the steps which you may have done in your life. I don't know where you are. I hope you are flying already, little brothers and sisters. If not, you might have to go back again and do vairagya, detach yourself from the things which are not good for your spiritual life. Now, don't worry. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not exactly on the same page as this Christian saint. He would say, first develop bhakti, and then you have the strength to give up things which are not good for you. No, they usually say, die first, give the and then something happens. So, but Mahaprabhu, this is now my point, in his Leela, he taught us the sannyas life. I want to give you just one little example. Once, Mahaprabhu was visiting Gadadha in the Tota Gopinath temple. So he heard all of a sudden a beautiful voice singing the poem Gita Govinda. It's a poem by Jayadev Goswami which is sung to Lord Jagannath. So it was sung by a beautiful Devadasi. Devadasis are these girls who are not married to anyone, but they serve through many arts the deities. They sing for the deities, they dance for the deities, they recite poetry for the deities, and so on. And they were very beautiful because they would oil their body with fragrant perfumes every day. They were extremely, usually very beautiful girls were taken. And later that, unfortunately, the worldly men saw these Devadasis who were dancing, they were in very good shape, you could say. And they invited the Devadasi out of the temples into the performing art centers. And I don't want to express all this in detail, but often the Devadasis were exploited for prostitution also. Therefore, the Britishers stopped in the year 1830s. I don't remember exactly when, but something in the 18s, the Devadasi. There's a Devadasi Act because it corrupted. But the original idea, which was still alive at Gauranga Mahaprabhu's time, was girls who with their expression would serve the deities through singing, poesy, dancing, and please the deities. They were the Devadasis, the servants of God, very exalted people. They were not just like nuns who would hide their beauty. No, they wanted to offer their beauty to the Lord. That was their idea. So one of these Devadasis was singing Jayadev Goswami's Gita Govinda in a beautiful voice. And when Mahaprabhu heard the glorification of Krishna, he became so moved. He just ran towards the singer to embrace the singer. So it is quite a way from Tota Gopinath to the Jagannath temple. You know, it must have been... So he runs, and Govinda, his servant, finds out, my Lord doesn't know that it's a Devadasi, a woman, and he... he's so much in ecstasy, he wants to embrace her. Govinda starts running after Gauranga Mahaprabhu, but Gauranga Mahaprabhu is so fast, he runs even through thorny hedges, Dornhecken. His garment is tearing, and Krishna, Krishna, Khan, Krishna, where is Krishna? Oh, singer, can you tell me where Krishna is? And he just runs, and Govinda runs, and just a few meters before the Devadasi, Govinda catches Gauranga Mahaprabhu and says, it's a woman singing. Gauranga Mahaprabhu at that moment changes from what is called an internally absorbed consciousness, Anta Chetana, to an external, where he is not aware of the external world. It says, checks the situation, and knowing the people of Puri will talk about him, and they won't understand, and he turns around and says, Govinda, you saved my life. Always stay next to me. This material world is a very dangerous place. Now the same Gauranga Mahaprabhu entered once after he had a darshan of the Rasa Leela into the temple of Puri, and he was leaning, I think we have this, not here, I think in Gadada's temple we have, he was leaning against the Garuda Stamba, and he was having darshan of Jagannath, and there were so many people around him, and Mahaprabhu, you must know, was I think 2 meters 10 high, very high in comparison to the Indians who are more small size. So there was one woman who just couldn't see, but she was so eager to have the darshan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, she climbed from behind up the shoulders of Gauranga Mahaprabhu to see Lord Jagannath. And Govinda, of course, the truthful servant, was, see, I mean, this is a woman, and she climbs on the back of Gauranga. Oh, my Lord, she said, calm down. The woman gets the idea. She was just so ecstatic. Oh my God, I'm not standing on a sannyasi. I'm standing on Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And she just goes down and just pays her obeisances. And then Gauranga Mahaprabhu becomes aware of the situation. And listen how he reacts. He is still in the mood. He has just seen the Rasa Leela. And he is still in the mood of participating in the dance of Krishna, and he thinks he is a manjari, a witness to this pastime, and he's still in this consciousness as he looks at Jagannath. When Mahaprabhu looks at Jagannath in this mood, he sees the threefold bending form of Tribhanga Lalita playing the flute of Krishna. He hears the flute sound. And so now he becomes aware that Govinda has just taken a bhakta down from his shoulders. And he says, Govinda, you are an adivas, a very primitive person. Why have you done this offense? She is my guru. She teaches me eagerness to see Lord Jagannath. I want to have such eagerness as this woman that I climb on other people. He is still in the Anta Chetana, the inner consciousness, where he is not aware of the things of the world, like man, woman, this, that. He's in a different consciousness altogether. But here, in the first Leela, with Jayadev Goswami's song, which he heard from the lips of this wonderful singer, he gives the dimension of Vairagya. I have prepared many Chit-lilas on Gauranga Mahaprabhu's sannyas, but I want to not go too long here. I want to bring you to a very amazing fact. Gauranga Mahaprabhu did take sannyas, but did you know that he didn't give anyone sannyas? Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, was not ordained sannyasi. They were beyond this. They were avadutas or paramahansas, where it's difficult to see what ashram they have. They are beyond the Vedic rule of or Vedic divisions of four societies. Or Haridas Thakur, who chanted, was not a sannyasi. He was a Paramahansa Vaishnava. The dress usually was white, was very, very simple. And most of the devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu were grihasthas. Do you know this? They were family people and so on. Gauranga Mahaprabhu there were a few others like Bharati Maharaj, some eight sannyasis he had around himself, but the majority were either Paramahansa Vaishnavas, means beyond all rules, or grihasthas. And there is a certain reason for this. Because when we hear detachment from everything which doesn't foster Krishna consciousness, this is not the detachment of which the Vedic civilization refers to. It is Mahaprabhu's detachment happens when you have a high taste in Krishna consciousness, so that you become oblivious to the world, or du vergisst die Welt, zu Deutsch. I sometimes have to talk in English, German language. Mahaprabhu, like if you study the philosophy of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, they all stress first bhakti, then everything else are byproducts. This is Mahaprabhu's way of doing it, and the way he does it is this is a Vedic concept. Don't think this is speculations. Here it is said in the Bhagavatam in very important verses on detachment. Kritshro mahaniha bhavana vamaplavesham sadvagana kramashukena titir sharanti tatvam hare bhagavato bhajaniyam angrim krit vodupam vyasanam uttaradushtaranam. It is the four Kumaras talking to Prithu Maharaj. The ocean of nations is very difficult to cross because there are so many dangerous sharks. Although those who are non-devotees, the yogis and jnanis, undergo severe austerities and penances to cross that ocean, we recommend another process to you. Don't do the severe austerities and penances to cross the ocean, but we recommend that you simply take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, which are like boats for crossing the ocean. In other words, taking shelter at Krishna's lotus feet from whatever position you are situated in will give you the help to cross the ocean, just like boats will help you to cross the ocean, And it's much easier to cross the ocean in a boat than by swimming, especially if there are sharks. You know, if there are man-eating white sharks, you know, or black sharks or gray sharks. In other words, to cross material life where there are so many obstacles is very difficult. Better you take help of Krishna, and better take two boats, that means two lotus feet of Krishna. When you study the symbols of the on the lotus feet of Krishna, you know why you need all the help. You know, one symbol is on one foot is a line. That means Lord Krishna's mercy is like a line, a rope which goes deep into the material world, and even if you are very on the low end, very deeply fallen, if you catch it, he lifts you up in another lotus feet. He has a thunderbolt mark, which you need also. The mountain of your sin is crushed by that lotus feet. So two boats are better than one, you know. Although the ocean is difficult to cross, by taking shelter of his lotus feet, you will overcome all dangers. Now, in Mahaprabhu's teaching, my dear devotees, how did Mahaprabhu teach the conditioned soul, even those who were not qualified by renunciation, the non-sannyasis, how did he teach that? Here is a verse. Maha madakya prema fal. No. Maha madakya prema falapeta barikaya. Matila sakala loka hasenache gaya. There's a fruit which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has distributed. The fruit of love of Godhead. It is the holy name. By tasting this fruit of the holy name, such a great intoxicant is given that anyone who eats it, filling his belly, immediately becomes maddened by it and automatically starts to chant, to dance, to laugh, and to enjoy. In other words, what Mahaprabhu distributes is so delicious that it is the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. But remember, with the additional knowledge of Sambandha, otherwise you won't chant. If you don't chant with Sambandha, go please back to the first part of the lecture. If you chant only a shadow of the holy name and not the real name, where you really take shelter, then you won't get it. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave one tip for those who want to chant with Sambandha. He said, you can chant by taking shelter at Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and the way to do it is, you take your beads, and as you touch your beads for each mantra, in your mind you think you touch the lotus toe of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Go, go, go. So be connected. Don't be disconnected. It won't work for you. Prabhupada writes about this. Here, the wonderful fruit of love of God had distributed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described. And then he says, we have practical experience that anyone who accepts this fruit and sincerely tastes it, he means the holy name, immediately becomes mad after it and gives up all his bad habits.
being intoxicated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. I don't know if you, some of you may not know, but Dayal Gauranga Prabhu and Chaitanya Rasa, and they organize these yoga expos where thousands of people come, and then there is always in the evening a concert, just mostly, a mantra concert we call it, and people from the yoga scene make their first contact with chanting. We usually have talented chanters who can bring the people into a sacred space like Madhava Prabhu. And in Berlin, we come to Berlin, Madhava, Ananda, Chaitanya, and we were coming on the yoga expo. All of a sudden, we see all types of posters. One poster about Madhava, one poster about me. I don't want to say, but and we asked, who did these posters? And then we hear the feet up people. Feet up people, these are yogis who have a wonderful, chair or something. It's like a chair. You go in there and then you stand up with your feet and it's the headstand, the shoulder. And they had contact with us. They have gone to different yoga expos and have been exhibitors, Aussteller, I hope this is the right English word, that came in to show their product there, this thing which helps you to make the feet up, the headstand. And they, and the first concert which they did, or was it the second concert? I don't know. They just became so ecstatic about the holy name. They shaved up. They began to read the Gita. They laughed and they smile. And this is the best thing which ever happened to me, they say. And they just chant Hare Krishna. So this is the gift of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. They somehow got it. Prabhupada continues, the statements of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita are so practical that anyone can test them. As far as we are concerned, we are most confident of the success of the distribution of the great fruit of love of Godhead through the medium of chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When Prabhupada writes like this, he is most confident that this will work. I mean, why shouldn't we be a little simple and just accept this and say, okay, I mean, he says he has practically seen it, it's his practical experience, and I really think that it can be experienced by everyone, provided you get clear what this word can mean for you, sambandha. That's the important point which will be the magical switch which will turn on the light in your own Krishna consciousness. If you don't find the switch, it will remain dark in your life. So I would like to end this little presentation by singing a song which in my understanding was clearly inspired by the verse which we read today, verse 130 of Chaitanya Chandramrita. In that verse, Prabodhananda Saraswati said, if the moon of Gauranga would not have appeared, the world would not have known prema, naam, Vrindavan Van, and Srimati Radharani.
So there is this this song, Yadi Goranga Nahito. We will soon distribute it because if we distribute it, everyone only looks at the distribution of the sheets and cannot listen any longer. So here is the here is a translation for you. Had Lord Goranga not appeared, what would have happened? How could we tolerate our lives if he would not have appeared? Who in this world would have come to know about the glories of Sri Radha and her topmost mellows of divine love? It's Madhurya Rasa and Madhurya Prema. Had Goranga not appeared, who would have ever known about entering the sweet pastimes of love that exist in the Vrindavan forest? Who would have had the power to experience the devotional mood of the Braja Gopis? Make your heart simple and sing Lord Goranga's divine qualities again and again. In this ocean of material existence, no one has ever seen such a compassionate person as Goranga. Become simple and sing of Lord Goranga's divine qualities. So then Narahari says something very, very, very moving. He says, it's written by Narahari Das. Even though I chant Gora's name, my heart has not yet melted. How can I continue to keep this up? How is it that Narahari has received a body with a stone in the place of a heart? So, I mean, Narahari really wants to give us the ultimate inspiration. Anyone who has not, who has also this feeling that he has no real heart, but a stone there where the heart is, he should think about this thing which the heart is capable to do, to enter into a relationship. This is something which you have to do with your devotional feelings, which are residing in the heart. This is required so that your heart begins to melt and tears of love of Godhead. So I don't know if my internet audience has also song sheets. What we will sing is Yadi Goranga Nahitu. Run to your bookshelves, get your song books. Yadi like Y-A-D-I. Or maybe we can show actually the song on the internet. Is that possible? So. Where is, can I have a pair of cards, please? So, for the internet devotees, we can show. We have not yet found a cable for our camera, so at this moment, the quality is not so good that we can show you this song, I think. So, what we will do is, we will just sing, but we will sing also Hare Krishna. So, if you want to stay with us, you're welcome. If not, thank you very much And take one thing home with you. I mean, you are home, but take one thing in your mind. Gauranga Mahaprabhu's teaching of these four points will work for you if you add a little word to your life, that is your relationship with Krishna, but you need to make a practice out of it. That means you need to learn to perform your devotional services in connection with Krishna, as if he is standing just next to you. When you chant, you think he's just standing next to you, and you chant for him, and other things, other practices you also do. You need to do it, otherwise you will not have the taste of Krishna consciousness. So we will try to sing this now. Gadara, du kennst doch die Melodie von Odila Aruna? Willst du? Gadara will know what this melody is. Was denn eine gute Tonlage? Goranga nahito tabe ki hoito ke mono darito. Ist das gut? Ist das gut oder zu hoch oder zu tief? Was? Goranga nahito tabe ki hoite ke mono darito de. Goranga nahito tabe ki hoito ke mono darito de. Radharama hima prema rasa sima jagate janato ke. Radharama hima prema rasa sima jagate janato ke. Madhura brinda Vipina Madhuri Pravesha Chaturi Sara Madhura Vrinda Vipina Madhuri Pravesha Chaturi Sara Palaja Juvati Pavera bakati shakati hoi tokara alaja juvati pavera bakati shakati hoi tokara balaja juvati pavera bakati Shakati hoi tokara Araja juvati pavera bakati Shakati hoi tokara Kaupuna puna korange guna Sharala koriya man Gau puna puna Korange laguna Sharala koriya man Gau puna puna Korange laguna Sarala koriya man Napura gorange laguna Dalala Korea Mon Eba Vasagare Emonodoyol Nadeki de Kajana Eba Vasagare Emonodoyol Nadeki de Kajana Baba Sagade Emana Doyal Nateki Ye Kajana Baba Sagade Emana Doyal Nateki Ye Kajana Gauranga boliya nageno galiya kemone dorino de Gauranga boliya nageno galiya kemone dorino Gauranga boliya nageno gaiya kemone dorino de Gauranga boliya nageno galiya kemone dorino de Narara miya Hashana diya kemone koriya che Nara diya Hashana diya kemone koriya Ke mone goriya che Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Oh Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Jaya Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga, Gauranga Nityananda Gauranga Nityananda Gauranga Nityananda Gauranga. Prabhupada, 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 Jila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Kali Bhayana Shana Kali Yuga Pavana.